missed it, download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.
So compromise, what did you do, Gene? What, that was such a big deal.
I don't know. For you guys, it's probably not going to be a big deal, but when we got married, I grew up with colored lights. He grew up with white lights. And when we got married for a number of years, we would rotate. And then
really?
It just kind of went.
Now you have kids, so it's colored lights.
So we went to colored lights a number of years ago, and that's just been the way it's been, Shaw. Just because
you have kids.
I think he just gave in because it was just like, you know what,
I'm sick of this every year, yeah.
But his sister and her family are coming from Utah. We haven't seen him in 3 years.
Okay.
And she, obviously being the sister of my husband, also
right.
grew up with white lights.
Right.
So yeah, this weekend we were getting the tree. I said, you know, if you want to do it in white lights, we can do it in white light. Thinking he was going to say, well, that's dumb. It's our new
right.
tradition to do it in color. No, but he said, yeah, hell yeah.
That'd be great. Thanks.
So we went yesterday. We had to get new ones because it's been so many years. So we went out and we're putting the lights on. By the way, it's lovely. But we're putting the lights on last night. And all three of my kids did turncoat on me.
Of course they did.
They turned cold. They
really?
Were like,
not going to help.
No. They said, you know what, Mom? I think we like the white ones better. I mean, it's not that the colored ones aren't pretty, but these look more elegant.
Mm.
All lights matter.
I was like, all three of them turned coded. Henry wasn't even in the room at the time. And then he came up later and he was like, you know what? I think I like the white lights better. And Mike's looking at me and I'm like, we're going back to colored next year.
This is a one-year only, kids.
This is the lights. This is the lunch.
This is it, Banya.
All right.
This is the lunch.
This is a compromise. Your sister's coming. We'll go your route. But
now, this may not be a secret to you, Shaw, or to Gene,
okay.
or to anybody listening, but it is. I'm a dink.
Yeah.
I'm a major league a-hole.
Yes.
I thought this was going to be a revelation.
I have to make a very public apology to one person that works here.
Okay.
I messed up big on Saturday night, and there's no way around it. You know, we took a bus. We went on the Redneck Express.
Oh, yeah.
Out to Outskirts Gentlemen's Club.
Yep.
And we raised money to buy toys for kids this holiday season, toys for Tatas. We had a blast. It was a lot of fun. And I made a large human error.
Okay.
I got way too drunk.
Oh.
And I made a mistake.
Okay. What happened?
Well, we're at the club. We're getting ready to leave. It's around midnight. And I'm getting everybody rounded up to get on the bus, right? There's only about 10 or 15 of us. I'm getting on the bus. And all of a sudden, Toby from upstairs has purchased a dance for me, a private dance.
A special dance.
So I disappear back into the club for the special dance.
Yeah.
And after the special dance, I leave and I get back on the bus. And we take off. Now, mind you, I'm highly inebriated at this point.
Safe
the bus
on the bus.
Right, the bus is taking us, but I'm just on the bus, and I'm texting, and I'm not paying attention. And then all of a sudden, as we get back towards West Salem, I realize that Toby is not on the bus.
What?
And the text messages are coming in fast and furious.
From Toby.
Yes.
Where the hell are you guys?
Yes. Apparently, I think he had gone back in to buy beer for the bus on the ride home.
Oh,
I'm not quite sure what happened exactly, but it wasn't good. There was a lot of he very angry at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get a response yesterday when I texted him and apologized after I kind of came to in the morning and realized how much I had effed up. Needless to say, I owe a huge apology to Toby upstairs, one of our great sales staff. Who got left behind. I would be no good in the military, man. I'd be on the boat going back to the base and just, sorry guys, I gotta go.
Where did they go?
Yeah. I made a mistake. Luckily no one was harmed. I think someone came and picked him up and we had a good time but after the guy buys me a special dance, I leave him behind at the strip club, which isn't the worst place to be left behind at. I mean, if you think about it, but yeah, so I'm a major dink. I apologize, Toby. I owe you one. I don't know what else to say.
Right.
I'm sorry.
It'll be all right. You'll figure it out. You're just going to get left somewhere.
Yeah.
You know that.
I'm drive myself from now on. Just drive my, hey, you want to go on a client call with me?
I'm gonna leave
it's out
somewhere.
Here in this field. So, yeah, but for me to admit that I messed up is a big thing.
I know you don't. I know.
I messed up big, though. I did. I really did. That was a huge mistake. That was bad on my part.
Thanks for the dance. Gotta go right this second.
Yeah.
Missed it? Download it.
This is the Morning Sickness Podcast.
I love it. It's brilliant.
At 95.7therock.com and the 95.7 The Rock app.